But let's move forward to chapter 12. Chapter 12 is talking about the rebels that are going to receive the mark of the beast. And Ezekiel is told in the first few verses to give them a sign. Verse 6 says, I have set thee for a sign unto the house of Israel. Verse 11 says, I am your sign. Like as I have done, so shall it be done unto them. They shall remove and go into captivity. And Ezekiel's told to, in their sight, leave the city. Pack your luggage on your back and head out of the city. And what Ezekiel is illustrating to them is that the wicked are going to be removed from the city. The wicked are going to go out of the church. It's not the righteous that are going to go out of the church and start a new church. God is going to purify his church, and the wicked are going to be removed. Now in verse 14, speaking of the wicked, it says, and I will scatter towards every wind all that are about him to help him and all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall scatter them among the nations and disperse them in the countries. The wicked are going to be removed from the city. In the Laodicean testimony, they're going to be spewed out of the mouth of the Lord. Now, the testimony, bringing this to a close because time's running out quickly. The testimony of Ezekiel is this. Ezekiel 8 is describing increasing abominations that are worldwide. There are four of them. They culminate with the Sunday test in verse 16 when the leadership of God's people bow down to the sun, which is clearly symbolizing Sunday worship. Chapter 9 is describing those that are sealed during this time, and chapter 10 is telling us that God is in control of all these things, and he intends to cast coals into the city at this time and purify his church. Chapter 11 we didn't look at closely, but it talks about him bringing those that during this crisis time have been scattered into unity. If you look at verses 17 through 20, you'll see the unity that comes as they form a complete and total covenant with the Lord. And I'm talking about chapter 11, and he gives them a new heart. And chapter 12 describes further how the wicked are going to be removed from the city. Brothers and sisters, the events connected with the close of probation have been clearly revealed in the prophetic word. This is just one outline that we're going to build on as we continue this series. But every day that we get closer to the Sunday law, the more this becomes present truth. Because we have to ask ourselves,